Chapter 6. The What and Why of Trusts. A trust is the term we give to a relationship. That comes as a surprise to many because, generally speaking, we use the term as if a trust is an object or entity. Essentially, it is a relationship created by contract law that is treated for certain purposes as an entity. The trust relationship is established when someone transfers their legal title to assets to someone, often to themselves, which are made subject to obligations spelled out in an agreement. The new legal owner, called the trustee, is contractually required to hold, invest, use, and ultimately distribute the assets for the benefit of others. When someone agrees to be a trustee, the law imposes upon that person a fiduciary obligation. A fiduciary is someone in a special position of trust and confidence. A fiduciary is held to a higher standard of fidelity than good faith. A fiduciary must hold the interests of the principal paramount, even to the fiduciary's own interests. Your attorney is another person with a fiduciary duty to you. When a trust is established, someone provides the assets to be held in trust. Whoever provides the asset is called the grantor, trustor, or settlor. These terms are interchangeable. For the purpose of consistency and clarity, we will use the term trustor. Again, the person or entity to whom the assets are transferred in trust is called the trustee. The terms of the agreement are contained in the trust agreement. Everyone who is to benefit from the arrangement is called a beneficiary. Basically, there are two kinds of trusts: revocable trusts, often called living trusts, and irrevocable trusts,